23, 133. I just now remember details of my original floating up and all singing, buzzing like bees in unison dream, out of reach by the cruel Creator. I think very likely the floating up is, 1, my 374 experience, not physically dying, and 2, the floating up step is not merely a next stage in moving from place to place, but the recovery of awareness of identity as one of the bees or constituents of the universe creature, restored not just a place, higher place, but the place. Bees buzzing and floating in unison equals restored as parts of Brahman. Indicative of this is the dream of coming from the heavy world here and floating and buzzing joyfully in the air. Obviously, it's a state in this life, not death. This is the original, now lost state we came here in. As in Wordsworth's Ode, joy may refer obliquely to ode, i.e., ode to joy. We are in that state right after birth, are put in cages, social conditioning, learning, strictures, and finally leap up to ceiling, trap door, again up high, but not weightless, rather by effort, leaping, we are once again in that original unspoiled state. 374 equals a return to the original state, right after birth, and then lost. In that state, we are free of gravity, which means free of determinism, which means free of James, not to mention any and all foes such as the authorities. They did not expect us to be able to do what we did. Invisible equals off this map room GHQ board, not susceptible to being tracked, watched, as predictable object glued to board by gravity. 374 is final state or goal of evolution, return to rightful state lost at birth. The heavy world, weight of conditioning, the fall, has been thrown off. Perhaps after death, after achieving this in this life, instead of another birth, here, the goal of enlightenment achieved, we can return to God, permanently, well envisioned as all of us in unison, buzzing joyfully like bees, bits of Him, as He, I mean it. The great universe creature breathes in and out, showing it, as I saw and wrote in Latin, is a living vast organism. I understand now why, when I see it noetically, it reminds me of bees. A colony of bees is a collective intelligence par excellence. Awareness of the living universe creature and one's identity in it as one bee is not merely higher awareness. It is an absolute state of perception of actual conditions of being. All that varies is the duration or the state of total correct perception and self-awareness, which evidently can come at any time in any plane level, Rome, here, or the next. We did not just nearly come from it and will eventually return. In reality, we are there now, always have been. The journey is not physical, but involves degrees of losing and gaining, motion toward anamnesis, or away from amnesia, this absolute perception. It is in fact waking up, which equals becoming conscious. But, e.g. 374, it is not correct to say, I stopped dreaming this world and awoke. What is correct is, a bit of Brahman passed from sleep to self-awareness, wakefulness. It is correct to say, I came from God, Brahman, and will eventually return. But it is more correct to say, I am part of Brahman now, and have always been, since there is no condition or place where Brahman is not. Vide, they reckon ill who leave me out. When me they fly, I am the wings. Note, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Brahma. End note. Wings equals another copula for the flying up and buzzing, beating wings joyfully. Perhaps at the Christian end days, this whole cluster wakes up collectively. Eschatology defines this as a temporary state of mankind, not, so to speak, our real state, flying and buzzing, i.e. singing, a unity of unconsciousness, mode one, the wings and flying, when me they fly, etc., and consciousness, and I the hymn the Brahman sings, all in all, unity and the dreams point to Brahman for a certainty, ubiquity. Bees or a cloud of gnats floating, singing hymns of worship joyfully to Brahman, showing it to be everywhere, even in the lowly gnats, lowest and highest co-joined, and the most ethereal, beautiful thing I ever encountered. With leafy wings, they flew. January 1977. Folder 24. 24.1. EB. Brahman is the creator, preserver, or transformer, and reabsorber of everything. Brahman causes the universe and all beings to emanate from itself, transforms itself into the universe, or assumes its appearance. God is the sole cause of his own modification, the emanation, existence, and absorption of the universe. The universe is considered a real transformation of Brahman, whose body consists of the conscious souls in everything unconscious in their subtle states. It is evident that the divine which I saw outside me was Brahman, or is so called. I have discerned that it was also the sacred spark in me, Atman, and therefore my 374 experience was what is called liberation, obtained by only a few living but generally after death, which is exactly what I thought. Nowhere, except in Brahmanism, do I find the description of the immanent, all-pervading divine stuff, which I saw as the living force of causality, shining in the faces of the animals, in the trash of the gutter, in the stars, always in and behind, and subjectively experienced internally inside myself, as an instructing tutelary voice, and that which was aware and seeing the divine, without which lay behind the phenomenological world, viz., Brahman transforms itself into the universe or assumes its appearance. Here and here only do I find an explanation for what I saw. In 374, I stopped hypostatizing, and there lay the divine stuff in place of everything. The they were gone, the it shone through. From what had been high, low, me, not me, small, large, important, trivial, liberation, not theoretical but actual. This is the universe organism, which I perceive to be the macrocosm, alive and unitary. Also, it is believed in Hinduism that all this is personified by Vishnu. If by he who is called Vishnu, then we can call this Christ, the personification to the Western world, in terms of our linear time cultural needs and VP. My new religion turns out to be the oldest known. 24.15. The basic theme in Stigmata, Ubik, and Maze, the pleasant illusory skin stretched over a dreadful reality, stems from my early reaction to the two stories I read. One of the dying fly walking around in front of him. The other, the hidden underground city screaming. The cardinal fixed idea of all my writing has been this plus the theme. I am not, or he is not, what I think I am, he is. In particular, my, his, true identity is obscured by fake memories. 1. Reality is not as it appears to be, and 2. I am not who and what I think I am. To put them together is to get both inner and outer reality are not as they appear. The moment I read the two above-mentioned stories, I intuitively felt, this is the way it is, this is so. Already, before I myself ever wrote, I instinctively felt the insight to be correct. So my 374 vision of our really being in the black iron prison world and the nice world we see being a delusion, that vision is tied to my entire intellectual life. Likewise, my discovery in 374 that I am not who and what I think I am is central to my world perception and my corpus of writing, an outgrowth and expression of it. So for me, in terms of the history of my world perceptions, the vision of the external black iron prison, and at the same time, an inner transformation of me from my limited false ego identity to the immortal visitor with memories of just having been in the black iron prison world, is an apotheosis of my own lifelong intimations, and a fruition of them, turning an intuitive intimation into direct experience and encounter, not to mention a shocking and unexpected verification of both themes. 24-25. It was for me as if the garden, or park, I recall the words, "The Buddha is in the park." Is this the same park? The pastoral kingdom? Sort of swam into focus. The way we SF writers describe an alternate world as doing when that track has been tinkered with. Maybe in the past, John's world. This world did not become it so much as it replaced this world. Locked in briefly in place of this world, exactly as the Roman one did. Except that, with the park, I did not see it as the way our earth really is, but rather an alternate earth, instead of what it actually is. I could be wrong about this, though. Both worlds, mysteriously glimpsed as fading alternatively into focus, could be what we SF writers call two alternative presents, branching off from a critical nexus or previous point in time. And which of them becomes real depends on some act or event back in the past. As in that C.L. Moore novelette, In Astounding, about the two alternative futures hinging on which of two girls the guy marries in the present. Note: Greater Than Gods, Astounding Science Fiction, July 1939. End note. One could also assess the two mysteriously glimpsed worlds as two opposite, mutually contradictory, creeped morphoses latent in our present world. Two opposite outcomes hinging on the historical event taking place now. This puts them, maybe correctly so, in the future. But as I say, I had the impression that the palm tree one won out, due to the success of the intervention, which not only got Nixon out, but ended the war. 24-35. What I'm faced with at this point is the realization that I cannot really explain or comprehend what happened to me, and perhaps I never will. There are Jungian explanations, SF explanations, occult explanations, plus ones I probably haven't thought of, but will. A power and entity as vast as the one I encountered in me and around me, if it doesn't deserve the name God, I don't know what term to use for it. In answer to what happened in 374, the I Ching gives me number 46, Ascending, Promotion, and Comments. The weak ascend. Interestingly, this hex has to do not with expansion, but with vertical ascent, direct rise from obscurity and lowliness to power and influence. Also, it is pushing upward associated with effort. And that which pushes upwards does not come back. It, the fifth line, says, one pushes upward by steps, meaning one achieves one's will completely. Each line suggests a better pushing up. And this line is the culmination. The top is bad, but five is the ruler. What does this suggest? Vertical ascent, which is self-explanatory. But obviously, spiritual ascent is meant. In which case, I can forget the bizarre and outre explanations and zero in on the essential fact expressed by the I Ching's answer. A problem in such matters as this is that there is no one to explain it all to me, i.e., a guru. I can't find anyone I can ask or talk to. What I can deduce from this is probably that, well, I guess it's rare, or if not rare, then no one who experiences this talks about it or can talk about it. I passed from one world and into another. I sum it up like that. And I ceased to be one thing and became a better thing. And I escaped illusion and reached reality. I guess I found release or liberation through recovering my lost memories, and in that state, found my way back home to God and His kingdom, the real goal of all men. What else can I say? What else need be said? What particulars? What elaborate theories? 2442. But I sense something more. What I think of as a reweaving of me, which evidently is an unusual event. God had moved backward through time from the far end, final end of the universe to abolish the black iron prison and replace it with a palm tree garden. To do this, He had, evidently, to reweave some of the fabric here, which meant some people as well as events. Indication of my personal reweaving was the adventitious not-me personality sent to replace mine. A new path a long time, or through cause and effect possibilities, an alternate world was brought into existence as if my, our past, had been tinkered with, and therefore our present was altered. Hence the inner superimposition of personalities in me and the external superimposition of the two realities. Also, my dream where I lived in a dark little old house, like the one we looked at in Placentia, like Commuter. 2447. Where or when is or was the black iron world? I was there, but am here now. How came I here? Did that world go out of existence? Did this one replace it? Is this world somehow irreal, maybe stretched like a skin over and concealing the other? In which case, can the black iron world come back? 2465. Evidently, our world is like a movie. The supralunar world is like several stills, which do not permutate into one another, change, but remain indefinitely until replaced, a sort of eternal place. All these thousands of years, the Urwelt here, have been the black iron prison pierced by His advent. Two mutually irreconcilable elements of a freeze frame. The throwing of the uncut stone did not cause our world to change, but rather caused A to be withdrawn as the Urwelt, to be replaced by B. 2466. Another model, our world as sphere in motion over squares of an unchanging, intrinsically, landscape, showing our world now above the palm tree world, having passed 1974, our time, the moment of intervention, a penetration to the core now, to the hidden real landscape below, would reveal it, not the black iron prison. And there would now be a printout regarding the second advent, i.e., Santa Sophia will be born again. These are not relative, but absolute conditions. But just as we could not see A no matter how we tried, we cannot now see B. If my unconscious relates to the real landscape perpetually, it was finding it to be awful, like in the story I read about the city screaming, and the one about the flies crawling up across the pilot's face, and like I wrote up in Stigmata, Ubik, Tears, Penultimate Truth, and others. But since early 74 our time, my unconscious would obtain soundings suddenly indicating a good, warm, relaxed, loving, heavenly world, which would produce a great drop in tension and apprehension for no consciously unaccountable reason. Just as prior to early 74, I would experience fear and tension, especially at night, for no accountable reason. 2483. The other thing I wanted to get down here is a topic old and dear to my heart, mimicry. Of Brahman, it is said, it does transform itself into the universe, or it can assume the form of the universe. What I saw in 374 was the Brahman stuff, assuming the form of familiar objects. What I've always deduced from this is that all things, all objects, are that divine stuff, really. Could we but see it, there would be no exceptions to this monism, ourselves included. But suddenly I remembered that wonderful book on insect mimicry, which Brunner sent me. Just because I saw in 374 that many objects, walls, etc., were actually alive, were actually it, does not actually mean that there is nothing but it. Take my story Colony as paradigm. But anyhow, the responding beforehand to signals and the vision of the Urwelt below the Dokos fits with this, in that I can posit the Dokos not as counterfeit, good enough fakes to pass as real, but that what we are really seeing is it mimicking the many apparently real things of the phenomenal world. When I viewed this as this transubstantiation of essence with the accidents unchanged, I could have said instead, originally, there were real phenomenal objects, but there is a steady creeping replacement of them by the mimicking alive it. It steadily, stealthily replaces them and mimics, assumes their form. Perhaps the transformation of and in me in 374 was when this mimicking plasma reached me and replaced me. Although I appeared outwardly the same, i.e. my essence changed, a new self replaced the old, but my accidents stayed untouched. There are hints about this in my Vancouver speech, the inanimate universe becoming more and more alive. So what we have is not the dead replacing what is alive, but a single organism replacing the inanimate progressively, although outwardly, all seems to be as it has always been. Hence my inner awareness that contrary to everything I believe possible, myself, my me, was covertly replaced by a greater other me I'd never seen or known before. Thus does heaven, God, assimilate our world. First he emanated it, next sustains, and last of all, reabsorbs it. What I saw here and there outwardly and experienced inwardly was that reabsorption, which perhaps is what is meant by speaking of Brahman first sleeping, then awaking. Through this mimicking, it can control the outcome of what appear to be causal chains, i.e., Ananki, but are really teleologically directed by it, Nous. The key to everything lies in understanding this mimicking living stuff, for it is a weaver of worlds. It can weave more than one at a time. I think this form mimicker is, and I have found him, the Deus absconditus,